Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Boy, am I turned up here.
Whoa.
Test, test.
This is a test on this Monday.
My gosh, really. We better do hearing tests.
Maybe we should do an opera throughout the show this morning, because Christina was saying that she went to go see the Joker, and I said, well, what'd you think? And she said, well, they sang through the whole thing. I mean, I said, was it like an opera? Because an opera, they don't.
No,
they sing through the whole thing. You said they hardly had a conversation.
It's got horrible reviews. It's gotten horrible. Turn us down a little bit here, huh? Just a little bit.
All right. Well, I don't mind. Yeah. I like being.
Okay. Turn me down a little bit.
All right.
Linda's okay.
Hey.
No, you know what? I have not had to adjust these in like 3 months. And then I don't know who was on.
Somebody's
weekend,
playing with them.
But we better. I'm going to call them up and say, get your hearing checked, buddy. Anyway. Okay. Hey, today, the 7th of October. October 7th. Is when Israel was attacked, if you remember, and lost 1,200 people plus more. The war's been going on since then. It has spread to Lebanon. It is it's the border with Turkey, the Gaza Strip, and it is still going strong. So just, you know, just be aware of it. There's war out there, and it's a dangerous place. 7:06 in the morning, and the weather, not the weather, but the news is brought to
okay,
you.
Okay, let's get our heads in the game.
You know what?
Starting all
here's
over.
Here's what's going on.
Okay, what?
It's Monday. I've had 2 days to forget everything. I woke up in the middle of the night and thought,
did you have weird dreams again?
Oh, gosh. You know, I've been having weird dreams. That's why I go talk to somebody on a regular basis. You know, the fact is that I thought that I hadn't done the logs.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no. And then so it's going to be playing weird stuff today. No. I mean, it plays last week's. If this week's log isn't put in, like for today, Monday the 7th, it automatically reverts back a week.
Oh.
And so something plays.
Oh.
Something wrong plays. Now, you'll notice during our show, we have extended breaks because we have a lot of politicals and they insist on them being in our show. Well, we've got contracts with other people that insist on being during our show. So we play longer breaks. And I'm sorry, everybody, but it'll end in November, okay?
So depending on how it ends for you.
Yeah, the extra commercials will end in November.
Well, speaking of something that's not ending,
I haven't finished.
Okay, you finish.
The weather, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community.
Are you done with that, Reed?
And Christina, good morning, hon.
Good morning.
And now I'm finished.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Well, something that's not finished, and that's this hot weather that we're still in. It looks like our forecast calls for 101 today. But we don't have a heat warning. It's just 101, with overnight lows. Clear skies with 65 tomorrow. Our temperatures called for about 96 with our overnight lows. Clear skies once again at 61. Wednesday around 90, then we get down into the 80s on Thursday at 86 and Friday around 82. With a chance of showers on Friday after 11, chance of showers on Saturday. And then we warm back up on Sunday with a warm 87. So that's the forecast. We're still all in the 80s, but with little showers maybe coming through. That, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts. A family-owned company, veteran-owned company. Great folks out there, 365-3793.
You're the one. Okay. We went to Bark, Wine, and Brew. Now, I dressed as it was Heroes and Villains. The place was packed. There were just baskets of goodies.
Saturday night fundraiser.
For the silent auction that you cannot believe. I mean, there was just
two silent auctions. One wall with just exquisite stuff on it, 7:15 that closed, and then one in the back at 7:30, which I thought was kind of brilliant.
And so they ended it both times, and Linda and I were emceeing it, along with Baron Browning, a good friend of ours. And we were, you know, on our feet, constantly talking and sharing, and Linda was dressed as
$20 roses, wine of wall, you know.
Yeah, the whole thing.
You've been there before,
You know, for $20, you had a chance to win 7 nights in a resort in Mexico, Cancun, Puerto Vallarta, or Cabo San Lucas.
Right. One of those.
And a lady won that night.
You had to be present.
Had to be present to win, and she was screaming and jumping up and down, as I would have. But Linda was dressed as in her SWAT outfit. And I'm not sure her SWAT outfit, because I saw somebody else kind of dressed like a policeman. And
SWAT, too?
Yeah, he had SWAT, but he had, you know... You were wearing a short dress with nylons. What are those?
Fishnets. But it wasn't that short.
It wasn't that short. You're right. They had SWAT on it, and you had your gloves, and you tased Mark Story twice. I didn't understand that part. But anyway, hey,
need a tasing?
And then,
Mimi Mosley will take your tase.
That's right. If you're going to get tased, call Mimi. Mimi has got experience
in
being tased.
Carl, I got Carl a like an astronaut, like a NASA suit, one piece jumpsuit, and you fit in it. I didn't have you try it on in any way. So, you know, usually our friend Karen, anybody who knows us, we've got a friend who's had a professional costume shop, and she moved up here to Reading, I don't know how many years ago, and she's got bins, and I mean, she's got those train containers, six or seven of them, filled with just
shipping containers.
Everything you could possibly imagine. Leaving from L.A., a 6,000 square foot costume shop. So, anyway, she's got originals from every era, and she can put anything together. Well, she's been out of town, and we didn't have access, so I was like, what are we going to do? Well, I'll tell you what. When you're used to having like the pro. So anyway, Carl was in a NASA one piece jumpsuit and you carried it off. And my cousin still works for NASA. So you had a real NASA baseball cap.
A real NASA baseball cap. Now, Linda also had a long blonde wig on.
Yes. My Barbie wig.
So, but the costumes, one table, Edgewood Plumbing. We're doing a shout out for them because one, they're really nice people,
and their table was fantastic, and they dressed.
They did Guardians of the Galaxy
and Groot.
Groot, he was. I tell you what.
Yeah, I mean, full blown. This table went all out.
His people had face paint on.
They went into the details, man.
They did. It was great, and they won the best. Best costumes of the whole night, of course. And we learned a little bit more about Edgewood Plumbing. And one, they serve Redding, Anderson, Shasta Lake, and more. 24-hour residential installation, repair, drain cleaning, senior and military discounts.
Yes, thank you.
And they are really, really nice people. You know, we found the plumber, I think, because every so often,
right.
But now we know where to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks,
big
guys.
Shout out to them.
And thank you for encouraging us. It's always nice when people say they listen to the show and nice things. That's refreshing. Thank you for that.
Yeah, and don't try to sue us. Okay.
right.
Or threaten to sue us.
Right.
Okay. So, anyway, it was a great night. They raised lots of money. They told the story about Romeo, this dog that was a sad story. Had been involved in a car wreck where people were killed, and they found Romeo, gosh, about a half a mile, but he'd been paralyzed in his rear legs. So Romeo ends up having his own little wheelchair so he could get around, and this lady adopted him. And loves this dog. And so it was pretty cool. It was a great story. It ended well. And he was an older dog too. So anyway, so Romeo's in a wheelchair, gets walked. He has, it takes somebody special to take care of an animal like that, but they had him. And you know what? We see people walking by our house every so often. They've got a three-legged dog, and I think they've got a dog in a wheelchair. In it, you know, where it holds their back legs up and it just trots along. And, you know, it takes special people to do that. You know, God bless them. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. our first one. And when we come back, hopefully Anne Marie, who's just waiting right now with her phone in her hand, will join us for the community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. You can call them at 530-224-2345. And later on in the show, I'm not sure when, probably around 7:30, I'm going to start giving away Black Bear Diner Bucks. I'm going to give away about, $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks. So wait till we say it. It'll be after the 7:30 break. And you can pick up $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks. Okay, we're going to be right back after these messages. Take it away.
Monday. Can't trust that day. Monday, Monday. It just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday. Won't go away. Monday, Monday.
When local military veterans need specialty care, one name stands out. Dr. Paul Danuka. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted healthcare provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when we needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a city council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe. And he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul Danuka is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure you mark Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Paul Danuka for Reading City Council 2024.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screenings, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals. And the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
If
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday.
Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave.
While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show, listen up.
Listen up. Hey, we have...
is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Hey, you need to change your TV entertainment. Now's the time to call B&T Satellite. It is a local business. It's a veteran-owned business, and you can get up to a $200 in a gift card for making a change to Dish. Call the guys at B&T Satellite to get you signed up and receive up to $200 gift card. Call them at 530-241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call 530-241-3474. And you're going to get great service. Doug Tooley's a super individual.
All right. We're in for a great read about what's happening this week in the North State and always bringing us what to do for your calendar to market is our one and only Anne Maria. Good morning and welcome. What's happening?
Good Monday morning, everyone. Well, today is National Child Health Day. First Monday in October. Tomorrow is National Hero Day, October 8th. And this week is National Fire Prevention Week, October 6th through the 12th. The theme this year, according to the National Fire Protection Association, is smoke alarms. Make them work for you. October is also National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, Agent Orange Awareness Month, World Bullying Prevention Month, and Fire Prevention Month, just to name a few. And this Sunday, we say a special happy birthday to the United States Navy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As noted, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and our local public safety agencies have joined up with Sinorama Reading to offer the Pink Patch program through the month of October. Pink patches are $10 each or $50 for a set of 8. Proceeds will be donated to the NorCal Think Pink. You can get your pink patches in the Records Lobby in Reading at 300 Park Marina Circle. The Reading Veterans Home has their October wish list out, and requested items include gift cards to local theaters. Also, grocery store gift cards would be greatly appreciated. Additional requested items include birthday party decorations, paper napkins, plates, soda pop, diet and regular options, men's slippers, elastic waist shorts, umbrellas, military swag, and laundry pods. In addition, bingo prizes are needed and $10 gift cards to local locations. Also, ask about sponsoring a party like a pizza party, ice cream social, or other. The Veterans Home is located at 3400 Knighton Road in Reading. Check them out on Facebook. And as we mentioned our veterans, there has been a request from the lady that does the Veterans Connect at the Reading Library for some needed supplies for our local veterans. Judy reached out with a need for playing cards, crocheted hats, paracord bracelets, keychains, bike locks, notepads, pencils, and pens. Donations can be dropped off at the Veterans Connect event on Tuesday from 10 a.m. to noon at the Reading Library located at 1100 Parkview Avenue. The 2024 Simpson University Athletics Golf Classic will take place Friday, October 11th at the Riverview Golf and Country Club, located at 4200 Batelli Lane in Reading. This event helps support student athletes and Simpson University's athletic programs. For more information, visit simpsonu.edu/golfclassic online, and also check them out on Facebook. On Friday, October 11th, check out Film Shasta, celebrating 10 years at the Riverfront Playhouse, located at 1950 California Street in Reading. Event time is 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. with special entertainment by Linda Bott and her band.
Woohoo!
Tickets are by donation for $20, and in addition to some great entertainment, there's this event will feature a complimentary popcorn bar, candy table, bottled water, and a non-host bar. For more information, check out Film Shasta on Facebook. Hamfest 2024 will take place Saturday, October 12th from 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at Bentronics, located at 141 Locust Street in Reading. This event is free to attend and is being presented by the Amateur Radio Club of Anderson in cooperation with Shasta Tehama Amateur Radio Emergency Service. And this event is being co-sponsored by Bentronics in Reading. If you are interested in amateur radio or getting your amateur radio license, this might be a good event to check out. There will also be raffle items, a door prize, and flea market with amateur radio equipment and accessories. And, folks, I've been a ham for over 10 years, so check this event out. Okay, look for Oktoberfest this Saturday at Turtle Bay from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Proceeds from this event will go to support the educational programs and exhibits at Turtle Bay, 844 Sundial Bridge Drive in Reading. Ticket price ranges from $20 presale for adults to $25 at the door, or $15 presale for children or $20 at the door. There will be live music, food options, and beer for those 21 and older. More information can be found online at turtlebay.org. The Think Pink Car Show will be Sunday, October 13th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Reading Elks Lodge, located at 250 Elk Drive in Reading. Free admission. There will be craft booths, food trucks, and health information available. For more information, visit norcalthinkpink.org. Sunday, October 13th, look for Heritage Day at MacArthur Burney Falls Memorial State Park from noon to 4 p.m. There will be free admission and parking. This family-friendly event will feature wagon rides, feather quill riding, candle making, old-time fiddlers, corn husk doll making, and that is just the beginning. Shasta Wildlife Rescue will also do a presentation during the event. Food will be available to purchase from the Burney Lions Club Auxiliary, and proceeds will help support the Burney Lions Club Scholarships. For more information, visit BurneyFallsPark.org. Also this Sunday, October 13th, look for the Poker Chip Run to support the Reading Fire Department Memorial. And it'll be at Red Lion Hotel in Reading, 1830 Hilltop Drive. Tickets are available through BigBikeWeekend.com. Now, there are actually a lot of events happening this weekend in connection to the Big Bike Weekend, including a remembrance ride on Friday, October 11th, a police motor competition and special programs on Saturday, October 12th, and the poker chip run on Sunday. Again, more information can be found online at BigBikeWeekend.com. And that is just a sample of events happening around the area. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar.
Wow, there's a lot. You know, this October is chocked full.
Because
also on the 13th, they're having the second annual Hispanic Heritage Celebration downtown there at the, on Market Street.
Awesome.
And, okay, that starts at about, it starts in the morning. It goes from, No, it just starts in the morning. It says that they're going to have a live DJ from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Folklore dancers at 2:15. The Dancing Horse Parade, and this is really cool.
They come from all over.
Yeah, Los Amigos de la Caballo. And that goes at 5:30 and 2 p.m. So you're going to have that. Food, family, fun. That's going to happen on the 13th. And then we have some for next week on the 17th and all that. But so many things to do. And Anne-Marie, thank you so much for laying it all out.
Have an awesome week, and it's going to be another busy week next week.
Thank you.
You betcha. Okay, just one more shout-out to the Simpson University Athletics Golf Classic. If you go to the Simpson website, you can sign up for it there. You can be, become a sponsor, or you can just put your team together, and a team of four, and put that and register. And it's got everything you need to know about that off the Simpson website. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages with the American Legion.
Thunder. Feel the thunder, lightning and the thunder, 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 feel the thunder, lightning and the thunder, 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 feel the thunder, lightning and the thunder.
Needs a long-term lease. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Masana.
The Rancheria wants to build near I-5 and create more jobs. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Masana.
Redding's infrastructure needs streamlining to save money. Doubters say to stop, but it's a
go with Masana.
Redding's homeless shelter program is working with more to do. Since 2020, doubters say stop. Masana says go. Why stop progress for Redding? Re-elected.
Go with Masana.
And paid for by Mark Masana for Redding City Council 2024.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Make Mondays the best day of the week with Monday Night Football at Wind River Resort and Casino. Come on down to catch your favorite team on any of our 13 screens inside overtime. Join us for an epic watch party packed with excitement, good company, and amazing prizes. 49ers, home game tickets up for grabs all season long. Enjoy the delicious stadium snacks menu. Get your team gear on. Grab your friends and see why Mondays are the talk of the football season. For complete details, visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and we're excited to celebrate our 5th anniversary with you. October 4th through the 13th is your chance to save big on products like 2.5-gallon Ranger Pro for only $59 a jug, low mulch mix for only $36 a yard, or pavers for your new walkway or patio start at $3.99 a square foot. It's that time of year to prevent the weeds before they start with 50-pound bags of Dimension pre-emergent covering over 10,000 square feet and on sale for only $33.99 a bag. Considering a water feature, we have pond liner pumps and all the accessories to make your water feature come to life. Needing to prep the driveway before the winter rains? Road base starts at $34 a yard. Maybe you're planning a winter garden this year. Our popular Garden Power Soil will be on sale for only $51.99 a yard. So come celebrate and save with us at Laux Landscape Supply October 4th through the 13th at the intersection of Dersh, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out online at LauxLandscape.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. For all your construction, landscape supplies, and rental needs, Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Hi, I'm Mary Rickard, and I am running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 3. As your current supervisor, I know that love for our county is simply not enough. With my experience, integrity, and commitment to our community, I will continue to move forward with common sense and fiscally conservative values. I am excited to be working in my next term with two new board members so we can reset the board with the county's real issues. Vote for me, Mary Rickert, November 5th. It's a vote for all of Shasta County.
And paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Well, good morning on this beautiful Monday. How are you today? It's the 7th. Oh, my goodness. All right, so we know that this 7th represents a lot of things to a lot of people. We're here on KCNR just doing our duty in the way that we love and honor our duty as far as bringing you news and information. And, again, today's going to be about 101, so it's still we're in those temperatures where you really make sure that you hydrate, you know, leave animals in the car and that kind of thing. It gets hot in the car. Our overnight lows are going to be 65. And as we progress through the week, we just kind of have these warm days. We do have a possibility of showers on Friday. And, you know, we get a Friday temperature. Looks like it's just going to be about 82. So we're still in this kind of weather. And let's kick it off, Carl. We have a special guest in the house.
We do, but before we do that, I'm giving away $20 in Black Bear Diner Bucks. That's right. Got to be used by December 31st. I just found a little stack of them. So first caller at 530-605-4567 scores $20 in Black Bear Diner Bucks, where the plates are heaping full. Anyway, Black Bear Diner, downtown. Well, it's over there by on the Hilltop area. $20. First person that calls. We're here with Dave Cockrell from the American Legion, and you've got a lot of stuff happening here this month.
And on behalf of the Auxiliary, Shasta Post Auxiliary 197, they're putting together our contribution to help the devastated people by the Healing Fire disaster. Current fundraiser with Pampered Chef. As a start, you could call 530-275-5212. Anyone making a donation needs to designate it for healing help. On another note, the Auxiliary is doing a Halloween fun day. That's for kids Sunday the 27th. That's 1 o'clock to 4. There's games, treats. It's for 12 and under. And that's one of the programs they have. The other is Auxiliary has done a lot for helping local veterans, and that's one of the funds we do. I think we've helped about 4, maybe 5 veterans in the community thus far this year.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So, yeah, it's a very busy November is going to even be more busy. One thing I want to bring up is the standout. The change is October 15th, we're going to do the transfer.
Okay.
That's from East High Storage down to the fairgrounds. We need trucks and trailers.
Okay.
And the 16th course is set up. And, we need volunteers all the time. So,
now, how do people volunteer, Dave?
Well, they have a phone number. Actually, they can show up at the facility on the 17th and sign in for being a volunteer. Or they can call the 530-722-5700 and put their name. And then also we have them sign a form, which has also rules on the back for the standout. One thing I need to note on the transportation, which we've done, since 2006? Well, they say the Shasta Lake City Chevron. Well, the Chevron has basically moved since this fire was put out many years ago. It's now down about the middle of the street on the right-hand side. But that station now is known as ARCO, I've put flyers there and also at the Chevron just in case. I have to notify the VA transportation because no one has done it before. It's new. They're all new employees. So I'm going to have to make them aware of that change.
All right. So let's talk about, move on with other things that we can write down in our calendars.
Well, right now, that's about all I have they gave me was for the Halloween day, kids, on Sunday, October the 27th. It's been a long morning, from 1 to 4. You know, like I said, that's games and treats. It's for the younger kids. They don't have anything to
do.
And hopefully we can decorate the Veteran Hall for that date.
That would be great.
So,
so they could just come in on that.
Yeah, that's a thank you. When my dad brother passed away, he left. He was he decorated his house on Halloween and Christmas. So we have a lot of stuff that we can actually put out in the yard like he did, and hope we can do that at the conventions at the Veterans Hall.
Excellent.
So that's you know, it's that used to be a community center at one time. And they had dances, fights. That's not really when I say fights. I actually mean boxing.
Yeah, yeah, boxing in the boxing ring. Well, it makes it. It's a great room for all that stuff.
Yeah,
it's a really great meeting center.
So anyway, that used to be a community center. So hopefully we can bring that back. And a lot of things we do, you know, the public isn't aware of. We never sit there and blow our own horn. We just do. I think it's something to do with the military. We just go out and do
it. But I think it's kind of important a little bit, if you wouldn't agree with me, that we're kind of living in now in our world where everybody is texting and they've got a visual with them with TikTok and that kind of thing. So if they don't know about you, how can they donate or how can they bring forth and participate if they don't know about the secret stuff going on that you guys are doing that's for the good of, you know, like secret angel stuff?
Yeah, so, well, anyway, you know, the American Legion has more programs, I think, than any other organization out in the community. You're talking about children and youth. You're talking about American Legion baseball, Boys and Girls State, Valley Forge. These are all great programs. I mean, it's there's about 30, I think it's bound down to 27 different programs that they do. And not every post can do it because we just don't have the body. And it's not, a lot of these programs aren't cheap. It's like Boy State is, what, about $500 to send a student to that program.
Okay.
So, but we pay for all of it because we want the youth to understand our form of government.
Okay.
So that's about a week for both Boys and Girls State. And then Valley Forge and Oratorical Contest. We used to do our post, not our post, but we used to do that in the district, but the person has passed on, so we're going to see if we can get that started up again. Now, those are all programs that we do in the community, and it's important that the community knows what we're doing.
Right, and you also have, those are scholarships, so people can apply.
Oh, yes, through the auxiliary, they do have scholarships, and we're one of the few posts that has about three disaster funds. They call it VANR.
Okay.
One is for local, like we have fires that we can go out and help them. And then another one is like national or for the department. And then one we do for service officers.
Okay.
So, you know, that's we set aside funds for that. It's so when we raise funds or anytime you go to one of our events, that's where all the funds go. And auxiliaries, it's a small group that does a lot. And I know because I had me join it and I said, I'll only do girls' state. Now I got all kinds of stuff. You will do this. Assign this program or this program. Legislation. That's another thing important that veterans do join a veterans organization because that's the voice in the state and also in the nation. And if you want to have your voice heard as a veteran, I always say, how would you like to do something that benefits or protects the past, present, and future benefits for veterans. In order to do that, you have to have a voice. And if you have a voice, you have to belong to a veteran organization. I usually say I don't care which one, as long as it's a chartered veteran organization.
American Legion is one of the biggest.
It is.
They've got the other military organizations whose whole mission in life is to protect the benefits, earned benefits that the military have and in the future. And if you don't think Congress is more than happy to take away some of these benefits, you just haven't been paying attention. So, you know, one voice isn't always going to make a difference. But when you get a couple million voices and people representing that, they can get in to see the people.
Yes. And that's so, because that's very important. Now, even for the people who are active duty to join a veterans organization, because they don't have a voice.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, get back on track on auxiliary. I know auxiliary's trying to do this, Halloween fun day every month to get the community to know that it's available. And we've had, success. It seems like, I told them it'd take about 3 years. The first year probably won't see anything. The second year you'll probably see more. And by the third year, hopefully, it'll be set in.
It's a thing that people go to.
Yes. And that's what they're trying to do. And it's a shame our veteran hall doesn't have parking, but on a weekend, you don't have to pay. That's the advantage of having it on Saturday or Sunday. So anyway, to recap on it, auxiliary, the Sunday, the 27th, it's a Halloween fun day for kids. That's 1 to 4. There's games, treats. We have one that does bingo for kids. She's all excited about that because they win prizes or whatever. So anyway, that's one of it. And then that Shasta exact disaster contribution to help devastated people by the Helene fire disaster. Current fund, the only thing I have with the Pampered Chef as a start, call 530-275-5212. And if you're making a donation, make sure that you designate it for Helene help. So that's about what I have for this month. I mean, it's other than the stand down, which is taking a lot of my time late.
The stand down. We're going to be talking about that a lot here over the next few days.
Okay.
And but thanks a lot, Dave, for coming on in today.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you for letting me talk about the.
I've got notes here so I can kind of, you know, remind people during the week.
Yeah,
also for the Helene hurricane disaster. Okay. Well, Dave Cockrell.
Yep.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh,
buddy.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know what? We gave away those $20 of Black Bear Diner. Well, you know what? I'm going to give away 20 more when we come back after this break. All right. We'll be right back.
Okay.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual shaggy foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos. Finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
For over 75 years, the Redding Rodeo has been at the heart of our community, bringing families together, celebrating tradition, and supporting local businesses. It's more than an event, it's part of who we are. But now, special interests are targeting the rodeo grounds, pushing to declare it surplus land, threatening to erase this important piece of Redding's history. Dave Backus says, no way. Dave Backus stands with our community. He believes in protecting the Redding Rodeo, its heritage, and the families who've cherished it for generations. He knows there's no reason we can't secure a long-term lease for the rodeo grounds right now, keeping this tradition alive for years to come. The Redding Rodeo is part of our city's fabric, and he'll fight to preserve it. We don't need special interests deciding our future. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Redding City Council 2024.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented, dedicated, local. That's the thing I like the best. It's a local bank. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's a small bank, but it's won lots of awards for being one of the best small banks in the state of California, which means the state, you know, the United States. They got four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, one down in Anderson. Sponsor for many local organizations and events. We do business there. Mm-hmm. They've made it easy. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the branches and talk to the people there. I'm giving away 20 more Black Bear Diner Bucks, $20 worth of Black Bear Diner Bucks. Just go on down there. Give us a call, 605-4567, and put your name in. If you've already won today, though, you can't get a second one. Christina is waiting. She's waiting. So don't be the same person. So 605-4567. Hey, you know, you don't like to talk about bad things that happen in Reading, but there was, a double homicide. As I don't know if you know this, but it was shooting where two people were killed and three other injured right here in town about 2:30 in the morning. And they identified two of the shooters. And one of them has just been arrested in Reno, got arrested in Reno on Sunday. And these aren't old people. This guy was 18.
One is 18.
He was 18. And one was, I think, 19.
Yeah.
And it was at on October 4th around West Side Road and Meadowbrook Drive. And they also they arrested him as a warrant for a conspiracy due to his role in the shooting. So, but they have photos of him out there and all that. So it's you hate to see something like this, and you got to think, is this gang related?
Right.
Is this? They were doing this one thing, and it said one of the men had been shot, had been involved in motorcycles. I don't know if it was dirt bike riding or what, but anyway, hearts go out to the families of these people, but having them identified so quickly says that somebody knew these guys. Obviously, and they've caught one, and they'll catch that other one. So, anyway, good job.
Also,
RPD.
Over the weekend was the Good News Rescue Mission, their 60th anniversary. That was on Saturday night as well. And I'm sorry, there's not we promised to do Haven Humane. I know that there was
which
an auxiliary thing
which
where
we love doing.
The Reading Women's Auxiliary was pouring beer for. For an event to raise money on Saturday night. This is the 5th. And then, of course, this event, Good News Rescue Missions, the Harvest of Hope. So that must have been, you could see pictures. And, of course, the fact that they celebrated 60 years, I'm sure that there's wonderful things.
Jonathan Anderson,
yes.
We need to have Jonathan back on again. Let's get an update on things going on down at Good News Rescue Mission, because they're talking about putting housing back there mm-hmm. for people. If we're going to get people off the streets, and people that want to get off the streets, we're going to need to find a place to house them. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, Mike Mangus was honored as the honoree of the year for his lifetime to service to the mission and the community. Anderson credited Mangus with helping transform the mission's image during what Anderson called the time of a major crisis. So I'm glad that this all transpired and took place. I know my good friend Barbara Smith is involved. And like I said,
I think Mimi Moser's involved
obviously
in that
there's
thing too.
A lot of good
well, of
things
course,
happening.
Mimi's
there.
Involved in anything like that. We just, term Mimi Mosley. I mean, it's, when we talked about her being tased, it's because she's going through the civilian academy that the Reading Police Department's putting on, and she volunteered to be tased. And she said, two officers hold her up, pop her with the taser, and she goes, oh,
now I know what it feels like.
Everything just stops. And I've been tased before. Yes, it was not being arrested. I got tased too.
You have to do that in your training?
Yeah, it's part of
in your military. Does everybody that is
yeah,
in the...
and there's some people, they react a lot differently.
Yes.
Some people take it. And they're, pretty good sized guys.
Does it make you
they pump up.
Oh.
I mean, they pump up and they can still move. Not to the extent they can move before they were tased, but they can still move. But then people like me, I get tased, and I just want to my eyes roll back in my head. No. It was
so does it make the fillings in your teeth,
just
ring and stuff? Or
everything just stops.
Oh.
And if you've ever seen somebody being tased, on YouTube or something like that, when they smack you with those, and you watch them drop.
Yes.
They're not kidding. I mean, that's it. And if you think about it, people go, oh, that's just terrible. it's a lot less terrible than shooting somebody when you tase them. And then the police are trying not to get hurt.
Okay, quick.
Oh, we got to run.
No. I want to say something really fast.
Okay.
Vanderbilt beat Alabama. Find $100,000 after fans stormed the field.
They stormed the field. They tore down the goalpost. Okay, that wasn't enough. Then they marched the goalpost through the streets of Nashville and threw it into the Cumberland River. You know what?
They should be fine.
You know what? I think next time they'd probably be a little more controlled. But they beat Alabama. And they did. It wasn't. They beat Alabama. They didn't squeak in. They beat Alabama. Gosh, Missouri lost. I mean, it was a crazy USC lost.
Oh, no.
I mean, it was a crazy weekend out there, but Alabama losing just throws the whole thing into turmoil at this point. Anyway, okay, we got to take a break. When we come back, we'll have Enjoy the Magazine with us.
Center. News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. First, it was Hurricane Helene a few weeks ago. Now, here comes Milton. Hurricane Milton strengthening to a powerful Category 4 storm headed toward Florida's Gulf Coast. Governor Ron DeSantis pulling out all the stops to get ready.
More than 200 ambulances and more than 30 paratransits are in Central Florida. Footprint ready to support first responder operations. And as I previously noted, we've ramped up our support of debris removal. That's a 24/7 round-the-clock mission.
Landfall expected Wednesday.
Right now, again, that more broad risk area, essentially from kind of just south of the Naples area, northward up into the almost Florida Big Bend. Again, that's where the hurricane watch is currently in effect.
The National Hurricane Center's Dan Brown. The Supreme Court, it's back in session now. It's fall term. Has let stand a decision barring emergency abortions. It would violate the law in Texas. Texas has one of the country's strongest pro-life laws. Former President Trump says he had Iran on the ropes during his time in the White House.
They had no money. They weren't giving any money because they had no money. They had to survive. And I would have made a fair deal with them. I only wanted one thing. You can't have a nuclear weapon. You cannot let them have a nuclear weapon.
Interviewed by the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt, Mr. Trump faulted the Biden-Harris administration for enriching Iran, allowing it to support its proxy terror groups that have wreaked havoc in the Mideast and beyond. The deadly Hamas terror attack on Israel that ignited the Gaza war happened a year ago today. Solemn commemoration ceremonies being held all across Israel. Hamas marked the anniversary by firing a barrage of rockets at Tel Aviv. On Wall Street, stocks are in the red. The Dow is down 188 points. The Nasdaq is off 75 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke? Or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wolnow, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
Six people killed, four others injured, an attack in the Eastern Cape of South Africa.
The motive of last night's mass shooting is unknown, but it's believed the men were ambushed because of their community patrolling services in Godini village near Gombu, where livestock theft is on the increase. The killings took place on the day of a memorial service of 18 people who were shot dead in another village a week ago. The mass shooting happened as villagers were preparing for a traditional ritual. 15 of the victims were women. Police said a baby was the only survivor.
The BBC's Namsa Maseko. A team of international scientists is in Fukushima to ensure safety of the discharge of treated radioactive wastewater from damaged nuclear power plant. Japan started discharging the wastewater in August of 2023, raising concern among other countries in the region. News and analysis at townhall.com. Couple of kids accused in an attack on a former governor.
Police say two boys, ages 12 and 13, have been arrested in connection with an assault on former New York Governor David Patterson and his stepson. The 70-year-old Patterson and 20-year-old Anthony Sliwa were attacked Friday evening while on a walk in Manhattan. Both were treated at a hospital for minor injuries. The two boys were both charged with gang assault, and police say at least five people were involved in that attack. Jason Walker reporting.
South Korea and the Philippines, each faced by increasingly hostile rival nations, including China and North Korea, have elevated their ties to a strategic partnership, including broader defense and security cooperation between the two U.S. treaty allies. South Korea's president and his Philippine counterpart announcing the upgrade in relations today. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
And Homa Buford.
And Buford. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and phone lines here are 530-605-4567. Today, the 7th of October, at this point, the war started last year, I believe, on this date, in Israel and Hamas, and they've taken out a lot of Hamas. They've pretty much wiped out the leadership of Hezbollah, another terrorist organization. And
we still pray for the hostages. I think there's over 60.
Yeah, there's still hostages.
I pray for all of them.
Right.
Yeah. This is something that's going to go on generationally. Mm. It's just not going to be stopped. Like, oh, okay, it's over. It's never going to be over, as we know. It's like watching things that happen in our country, and you have to guard against it. Discrimination and, people being treated badly. It's, you wish it was wiped out. You wish that everybody would have their animals fixed so that Haven Humane could go out of business. Okay, I'll get off my soapbox. Mark Story wishes he did not have a job from Haven Humane. He wishes that there weren't any.
And the things that he must see and they must see. So
heartbreaking.
Yeah, 8:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Communities, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Christina's at the helm, and do we have a special international day?
International, I'm not sure, but national.
Oh, national, okay.
So today is National Propane Day, so we can, like, thank our sponsors for...
Propane Day, yeah.
In fact, I'm about ready to go there.
We're getting ready to go. Right
National
there.
Propane Day. You just never know who makes up these national days, but let's go right into this. They always support our weather, and to bring you the weather twice, 7 o'clock hour, 8 o'clock hour, and that shot to gas propane. Today will be sunny and hot with a high near 101. So if you're still thinking, like, I know, because I take the dog for a walk at 5 o'clock in the morning. I see the stars, and I know that I was out this morning in shorts, okay? Mm. I always know that. We have about maybe 6 miles per hour of wind. That's not a big deal. Clear skies tonight with overnight lows around 65. Tomorrow calls for sunny and hot once again with 96. Wednesday around 90. As we progress through the week, we may have a portion of showers on Friday, which is just still going to be around 82. So warm and shower. Saturday, 79. Chance of showers once again with the skies clearing up on Saturday night with around 58. And Sunday calls for around 87. Maybe slight chance of showers. We'll see on that. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Again, today's propane day. 365-3793, a veteran-owned business where they love to give discounts to veterans and seniors.
I'm calling setup. That was a setup.
It feels like it. And calling a setup, I mean, how perfect is it? You know, right? We read these wonderful article in
who we are here with.
Yes, I was going to say, as we're opening up the Enjoy the magazine, which is our favorite magazine to share with friends and to see. This is issue 217, and one of my favorite times to come in on the air to be with Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, who began this magazine how many years ago?
18 years.
This
is our 18th birthday 18th. Issue.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
See that on the
birthday.
Front, happy birthday.
Happy 18.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, we thought it was for our anniversary.
And we're celebrating in big fanfare. This is a 116-page issue.
Oh, gosh.
So thank you, North State, for your support.
Man.
My gosh. And there's so many great things in this.
It feels amazing.
That, you know what?
That's congratulations.
When you're supported by the community and, you know, the people here in the North State, and you provide a quality product, such a quality product. You know, I mean, I stick this into presents going out to people, and so they can take a look, and they say, what's there to do up in the North State? Well,
the magazine, surprisingly enough, we find out all the time in little hidden things here and there. The magazine makes its way out of Reading far and wide.
Of course.
I mean, we have people that say, oh, I got a copy of it in England, and I, you know, it was brought to me by somebody in France, or, you know, all over the place. And it's really interesting because if you go to our website and you actually go into the analytics area, it'll show you who's, you know, logging in from what country to look at the publication.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's all over the
place. All over the place.
Yeah. It literally is Russia, China, Japan. I mean, it's Australia. Yep.
But for 18 years, you have had to, you know, go through the advertising, see what's happened during COVID, the ups and downs. We see you guys once a month, so we know that we've experienced, we have these talks together. But
we commiserate.
To come up with wonderful articles. You never get bored of all the articles. And sometimes you've got a big waiting list because people are always telling you, oh, you've got to cover this story and cover that story. But to think that every month you have to come up with content.
Yeah.
Well, Rhonda, in the beginning, always was afraid of that, and that has never shown its. That's never
that
shown.
Never
that.
Has happened.
The only thing that I would say that's really hard for us personally, or I should just speak for myself, is the fact that we're monthly, and so it's a whole process, obviously, right? And I get frustrated because there are things that I would like to cover that are very like, oh, this is happening right now, and we're finding out about it. Well, we really can't do anything because,
right.
You know, it's already done. So we have to plan, then grab that, and then say, is this an annual thing? Can we cover it next year?
Right.
That kind of stuff.
Yep.
So.
That happens a lot.
Because we are last minute here in Reading, right?
I have to say one of the best things. Well, one of the things that I really love is sometimes I deliver the magazines because one of our drivers isn't able to do it. But every time I go in to a place, they are so happy to get the magazines. You know, I hear it all the time. Oh, Enjoy magazines here. Finally. Yay. You know, so.
Well, it's a joyful magazine with beautiful pictures. Okay.
Yes.
And I mean, let's just go right into it because,
I'm noticing in this issue because I haven't seen it for a little bit, but there's some redesigns in certain pages.
Yeah.
And
I felt like that
and
too.
And I really like
sure.
them. Mm-hmm. I love this page. It turned out really nice.
Page 36 is really nice. It has our ad on it.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It's beautiful. I don't know who made that ad.
It's willing fall to come.
It is. It is. It says, come on.
Hurry
come on,
here.
Fall. Okay.
We were talking about October and it being 101. I don't. If you've been here long enough, you know Reading's October is bizarre. I've lived here since I was 5 years old, and I can tell you I've been trick-or-treating on nights where that day it was 100, 101, 109, right?
Right.
And I've gone trick-or-treating in the rain, and I've gone trick-or-treating when there's been snow on the ground.
Yeah.
So October is a wild card.
And February.
Yeah.
And February.
You're
okay.
Right. Yeah.
So you do have this, I know we're going to go right into the fly fishing thing. We're at 8:13, but I love how you bring in, because I was like, what a cute picture. Who is she? Sonia Kennedy. So I love how you bring in, one of the pillars of our community, and, or it could just be a random, I mean, when I talk about a pillar of our community, somebody who's lived here and does wonderful things where they help people grow, And they do some, you know, special work. And so
I know them for what they do for the community.
Yes.
That's not, it's just beyond them as a person.
Right.
That's how you become endeared to them is because of what they're doing.
Right. So you've got, what I enjoy, you've brought in one of our local dance teachers.
Yeah. And again, this is a new layout.
I don't know who she is, but this is, I think this is wonderful. Yeah. So.
I like the new layout.
Yeah.
I love her picture because, you
Me
know
too.
What, so many people just are like, they stand there and they smile and it's sweet, but as a dance teacher, she's all about the whole body, right?
Yes, and I want
she's
her
there,
coat.
She's there, you know, with a nice, her legs, yeah. you know, kind of cocked at the
yeah.
knee
it's,
and kind of
she's got
her hand over
got
her head.
Some,
show
business to it, yeah.
It's pretty cute.
That would be something that I think that I would see you doing.
Right, yes, yes. Well, you don't know the history.
Pow.
Yeah,
you
know, pow. There you go.
Jazz hands.
Oh, there you go. Well, let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
When we come back, we do want to talk about the Mike Mercer. I love how he's getting all this notoriety, and they did a wonderful article on him at KRCR with Reading the Searchlight. We read it on the front page.
Yeah. This portion of the show brought to you by another great group of people. Well, it's really one guy. It's Jeff Wurstein, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff's been with us since the very beginning of our show, and we take our cars and trucks down there to have our windshields repaired. Now, whether it's a chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. He's from the old school. He brings the vehicle into a climate-controlled area, and then he repairs your windshield, and he guarantees it for life. Now, oh, it's just a chip. Well, why don't you bring your vehicle in for a free inspection and analysis to 3208 South Market Street. Let Jeff look at it, and then he'll fix it for you. And like I said,
I've unfortunately had to visit him way too many times.
Well, you know what? I must have six fixes on my windshield from him, including like an 8-inch crack that he fixed 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You still can't see it. Anyway, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call at 530-241-8373. Locally owned, locally operated. It's a veteran-owned business right here in Reading. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Mazzano led the way to rebuild our police department with the most sworn personnel in its history.
Go with Mazzano.
Mazzano pushed hard to get 3 firefighters on every truck and to buy the land for our 9th fire station.
Go with Mazzano.
This 30-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol is a full-time councilman who finally gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
Because full-time experience matters. Advocate for by Mark Mazzano for Reading City Council 2024.
Inviting Cultures Beyond Borders invites you to a free special community event Saturday, October 19th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This free event is open to the public and will feature on-site health screening, multicultural music, dancing, martial arts, and Native American practices. Free booth spaces are still available. Free international foods will also be featured, including Punjabi Indian food, Indonesian food, African food, American Mediterranean food, pizza, and even ice cream. Interact with speakers and learn more about health equity and climate resilience. Plus, there will be kids' activities, too. This event is co-sponsored by Shasta Interfaith, Shasta Community Health Center, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. For more information, call 530-440-2626 or 530-339-0530. Don't miss this special event Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive, just off of Deschutes Road in Anderson.
Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Looking for a staycay or a getaway close to home? Well, the best houseboat rentals are happening right now in September and October at Holiday Harbor.
And the off-season rates at Holiday Harbor are amazing deals, and the lake is a perfect 78 degrees. For more information, go to LakeShasta.com or call 530-238-2383.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night, through thick and thin, we salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. Tried that about three times.
Yeah.
And good morning. Four Winds Jewelry brings you this segment, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Redding, for all your jewelry needs. We love to go there. The only full service with a watch repairman that really can go in and I need, you know, we're coming up with our batteries probably going out and time's changing and all that other stuff. So get your stuff updated and cleaned and fixed at Four Winds Jewelry. Okay.
I'm very blessed right now. I'm getting a Buford's shoe sign.
Are you?
He was licking my shoes.
Welcome
yeah,
back.
That's what you think he's
it's
doing. He's untying the laces.
This is the morning show on KCNR with Carl and Linda. We're happy to be here with
shout
two
out
of
to
our
Deborah
friends.
Harry.
Deborah Harry, there you go.
Bringing
that's
us
right.
In.
Yeah, bringing us in. Yeah, she's still kicking it.
She is.
Still kicking it. Love it.
We're here with Rhonda Albee and James Masada.
Still kicking it.
We are too.
18 years into it. And
18 years.
This is an amazing
wow.
Birthday that they're celebrating. Happy 18th. If you pick up a, you'll see the cone with flowers in it on the front. Always have the most great, wonderful
hundreds
images.
Hundreds and hundreds of rack locations all throughout Northern California. You can pick it up, and if you can't
for
make
free.
It, yeah, go to enjoymagazine.com, and you can read the whole magazine in a magazine format, flip pages just like you would if it were on your lap, but do it digitally.
We are so hungry for fall.
Yeah,
and in this magazine issue, we've got the most beautiful pictures. And one of the articles that we want to go to, because you were saying, we've known this guy for a while, but all of a sudden it's like he's become famous.
Yeah.
And going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame for fly fishing.
Yep.
Along with our good friend, owner of the fly shop, Mike Michalak, who has been inducted.
Yeah.
But we've got this incredible story. Now, we might have seen this in the paper, but it does not even include all of the wonderful images and not the same story, but also he just has this incredible four-page article that you've given him.
Worthy.
Here at Enjoy.
Worthy.
Worthy.
We're talking about Mike Mercer.
Yeah.
Mike Mercer, our famous fly fisherman.
How did you find him? I mean, for your article.
He found us.
No, actually, I go to some meetings, and somebody from the
Trinity Fly.
No, from the fly fishing store.
Right.
Fly shop.
Is part of the meetings that I go to, okay. And he was talking about him. So I said, oh, that would be a good story. So
he's Northern California. Mike Mercer is a card-carrying, dues-paying member of this group that is called Wild River Press.
He's also the longest,
he's been with
brain.
The fly shop.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
He's the longest employee, active employee that's for the fly shop. So
1978.
He
came on up and Mike offered him a job when the fly shop was still just starting.
Starting, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, people look at the fly shop and, you know, how...
My claim to fame with the fly shop is that they reached out to us when they were first starting, when they wanted to do their first digital catalog, right? And we helped them solidify all the software and the hardware that they were going to need to build, because they wanted to do it in-house. So we were helping them buy their first Mac. That's when the page layout was done predominantly by Cork Express before Adobe was huge.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's my little claim to fame. What's really interesting is he's been doing this since he was, I think he said, 5 years old.
Right.
And he found the love because his father would deliver beehives all over the mountains. And that was Hat Creek they would go through, but they would camp while they were doing their deliveries, and that's when he kind of found the love for fishing. And then he took a class with the YMCA when he was 12, I think. It says something like that in there. There's
right.
All kinds of really things. But what I love to hear about him is he's so humble. He's come into the Enjoy store for years and bought gifts. And he's just humble. You would never know, like, really what he does. But what's so interesting is that, you know, because he works for the fly shop and he is a master at what he does travel a lot. So he is doing these kind of classes, or not classes, but guides and stuff to Alaska, Chile, Russia, New Zealand, Argentina. I mean, so he gets around.
Yeah. And he says in here that, you know, first of all, he's one of the best fly tying experts in the world.
That's crazy.
And he says, I've always wanted to be an artist, but I'm not. So that's what I do. But if you ever see some of these flies that this gentleman has tied.
It's like miniature.
It is art. It is sure. Totally art.
He's in the world of miniature arts.
Creative fly tying. It seems like Eva published Creative Fly Tying in 2005, a richly detailed guide to the why and wherefores of some of the most popular patterns, like the gold bead, beet poxyback, stonefly, and the PMD trigger nymph.
And what's interesting to me is if you go look in a fly shop or wherever, there are drawers and drawers or little cubbies of just tons of flies. And I don't know if those are all actually modeled after some type of insect or some people just get creative, but their names blow my mind. They're like these just gigantic, names for these things. Yeah.
Well, they do, because, you know, the whole idea is to present a fly. To present it to the fish with the minimum, you know, splash and all that looks like something that they're eating.
Yeah.
Right. And they're all size. Some of them are just tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And I still can't figure out how they do that. You know, I'd have to do one the size of a crappie or a bluegill, you know, to start tying.
Can you just stick a peacock on the end of my hook? You know,
at one of these, because I go to the annual, it used to be Healing Waters, now it's
another name
for it.
Can't forget the name.
And I emcee that.
Casting for
Recovery. I won a portable fly.
Mm-hmm.
Tying kit,
oh.
Which has been sitting on my desk now for 8 months.
Right, you don't know what to do with it.
And I open it up and I look at it and
you're
I close it again.
That looks complicated.
That does. But anyway, okay.
All right, let's talk about something I think that's in one of your articles. It's page 31. We know that in our area here, we have the most beautiful trails. Neither one of us, we keep saying we need to really go on that trail. You've got a helpful, wonderful article about taking the scenic route, healthy Shasta walking maps.
Yeah, this is the first time I'm seeing this article, and I love this. This is a great job. What a great consorted effort by many different organizations. It was kind of initiated through Healthy Shasta, and then kind of got the support of City of Reading, Viva Downtown, Reading Chamber, Visit Reading, all those came together. I guess there was a grant somehow
Upstate California Creative Corps.
Yeah.
And they got together and created these really cool maps that kind of are like whatever your wheelhouse is. Like, right, if you're walking or you want to do sightseeing of things, like some of the arts that are on the walls and stuff. So super cool.
Yeah.
I like this.
They are really cool.
Yep.
Well, that's fantastic. If you want to find out more about that, pick up and enjoy October edition.
I'm not sure how they're distributed. I'm sure they're at probably certain locations.
Yeah, that's
downtown,
what I was just wondering
but
too.
You
probably
can go online.
Online
too. Yeah,
yeah,
the
probably.
City of Reading, and I think Viva Downtown has them on their website.
Yeah,
too.
You can all download them. Okay. Probably
speaking
print them out.
Of which, the new bike shop here,
uh-huh,
right behind us.
Yep.
Bike Depot.
What a beautiful building.
Beautiful building. Oh, I mean, it is
those
so
gate,
nice.
Those entrance gates that look like bike chains.
Right.
Like,
and the restaurant, there's a new restaurant that's just opened up, and so I will have to walk over there.
Did it finally open?
I think so. Okay. I think I saw a sign out that, like a, what are those sandwich boards?
Okay.
Yeah. So
I think that's been the mechanism for activation. That's what they needed. Like, it's been open for a while. But,
right.
But people just don't know what to do with it.
Right. So now, what is a bike depot? What if you're not? What if you don't bike?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
how
go
do you
have lunch?
Right. Right. All right. So now let's talk about the. Oh my gosh!
We'll talk
one of the
about
cutest
the
pictures.
Break that
yep,
we're going
that's
to
right.
Do.
We'll come back. Let's talk about the NorCal Golden Palooza.
This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy started her company back in 1993 and has been helping families, business owners, seniors, veterans since the day she opened. Two separate divisions, one for insurance and one for financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans, 401s, how about insurance, since that is such a bugaboo lately here in California? Then give Judy's office a call at 530-221-0441 and set up an appointment for a free review and evaluation. And Judy is just a straight shooter, and she does treat her customers as friends. We do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're real happy there. Again, the phone number is at 221-0441, and the address is 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And we'll be right back.
Specialty care, one name stands out, Dr. Paul DeNuca. For over two decades, Dr. Paul has been a trusted healthcare provider for Reading families, and he's proudly served our veteran community at the VA. He's been there for us, stepping up for Reading's families and veterans, selflessly serving when we needed him most. Now, Dr. Paul is running for Reading City Council. As a city council member, Dr. Paul will continue to fight for families and our veterans and work hard to lower costs for all. He'll ensure our police and firefighters have the resources they need to keep us safe. And he'll bring more nurses, doctors, and specialty care to Reading. Dr. Paul DeNuca is a proven leader, endorsed by the Shasta County Republican Party, the Shasta Republican Assembly, and the California Rifle and Pistol Association. This November, make your vote count. When your ballot arrives, make sure you mark Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council. Let's keep Reading in good hands.
Paid for by Dr. Paul DeNuca for Reading City Council 2024.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, and we're excited to celebrate our 5th anniversary with you. October 4th through the 13th is your chance to save big on products like 2.5-gallon Ranger Pro for only $59 a jug, low mulch mix for only $36 a yard, or pavers for your new walkway or patio start at $3.99 a square foot. It's that time of year to prevent the weeds before they start with 50-pound bags of Dimension pre-emergent covering over 10,000 square feet and on sale for only $33.99 a bag. Considering a water feature, we have pond liner pumps and all the accessories to make your water feature come to life. Needing to prep the driveway before the winter rains? Road base starts at $34 a yard. Maybe you're planning a winter garden this year. Our popular Garden Power Soil will be on sale for only $51.99 a yard. So come celebrate and save with us at Laux Landscape Supply October 4th through the 13th at the intersection of Dersch, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out online at LauxLandscape.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. For all your construction, landscape supplies, and rental needs, Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Experience matters, family matters. Mary Rickert served on the Shasta County Mental Health, Alcohol, and Drug Advisory Board and has been active in the National Alliance for Mental Illness for decades. She's advocated for medically assisted treatment in our jail system and understands the challenges of mental health and substance use. A vote for Mary Rickert on November 5th is a vote for all of Shasta County. A common sense conservative. Experience and family matter.
Ad paid for by Mary Rickert for Supervisor 2024.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Right, we are here talking with our wonderful friends from Enjoy the Magazine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. You know what? They've been there since 1960. Come on. How many other businesses, you know, I mean, you think about, you know, what, you know, the Damberger and Jack's and all that, but 1960 they started this barbershop and it's been in the same location since 1966.
Wow.
It's locally owned, locally operated, veteran owned business. That gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a barbershop, my friends. It's not a salon. I've never had a bad haircut there in decades that I've been going there. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. Or you can just stop in, and if there's an opening, you can get a haircut. But it's always good to call them at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. And just... You know what? It's just a pleasure to go down there and get a haircut and not have to worry about anything because they do great work. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue.
All right.
And we're here
with
Enjoy Magazine and Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. And this article, if you don't like this article, there's something wrong with you.
There's something wrong with me.
Everything's golden. The 9th annual NorCal Golden Palooza. Tell us about this story.
See, I'm more of a Buford kind of dog lover.
Well, I mean, for those people...
I mean, I appreciate Goldens, but they are, like, got to be one of the most popular dogs in the world.
Oh, well, I mean, but if you love a Golden, and that's what you've done with it, grown up, your family's grown up with a Golden.
Who can't love a Golden puppy? Come on.
Well, puppy.
Come on. Who cannot love a... You know, do you ever see this? They have this reel, and it shows people doing yoga, and they turn these puppies loose.
Yeah.
Well, they turn loose, like, 8 Golden Retriever puppies, and you know what? It was so sweet. I think I needed to take an insulin shot afterwards.
Where does time fly, though? Because this is the 9th annual coming up October 19th. That's going to be out at the Reading Convention Center. So I guess if you want a picture, you'll see all these Golden Retrievers running around.
There's, I think, they're expecting like 500 Golden Retrievers.
That would be a great aerial photograph.
I don't know if Ron and Marjan know.
She does. Yeah, she read the story, yeah.
Because then also Trevor will have to come
It's free to go to, but they would really like people to bring stuff like leashes and collars and dog beds and all those kind of things because they donate them then back to Shasta County Animal Shelters.
Yeah.
You know, that's a great idea. You know, mm-hmm. a bed. You know, the other things they need is your old towels.
Uh-huh.
They can use every towel you've got. So.
So it's called, what is it? It's called Golden Palooza,
mm-hmm.
and it's the 9th annual, so this has obviously been going for a while.
Yep.
Something new.
Started off
me.
Really small, and I believe it's a national thing. I think there is a Golden Palooza national.
Organization.
Too. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is NorCal.
But this is here, and mm-hmm. It's gaining just huge popularity. It's amazing.
And when is it again?
It's on October
19th.
Mm-hmm.
At the Civic Auditorium.
It all started after a individual created a Facebook page, NorCal Golden Lovers, which he used to socialize with other golden owners. Which sounds a little strange, but then people that own golden retrievers, they need to share.
And also, she would. This, if you read more about this individual who developed a love for this breed and then rescued.
Yeah.
So up and down the border, from Oregon to Weaverville and onward.
And I keep looking at Christina because I think she had something that she was going to chime in about.
Okay.
and I want her to say
okay.
it.
Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm actually owner of Golden Retriever.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
So are you going to be there?
We are planning, but I have a little, Golden Retriever, I'll say. He's not wild. He's just like, he's a teenager.
Energy.
Yes, he's a teenager age.
Yep.
And everybody says how cute they are, how adorable they are, but nobody don't see how strong they are and how much time I was in the hospital for the last year.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Make sure you have a good harness.
Right.
Yeah, so... I just want to put aware people take golden retrievers and thinking they're just like beautiful and adorable by themselves.
But their work.
Yes, it's a hard work.
Yeah.
They're really, really, really
yeah,
hard
so don't
work.
Run out and buy a puppy that you spend $1 million on for your kids if you're not willing to put the time in truly and socialize them and exercise.
Right, exercise. And
especially when you
train
can,
them.
Yeah, especially when you can probably get one that's 2 or 3 years
old
that people have had to give up.
Because it was too much.
Well, too much, or maybe they aged out or something like that.
Or they go to work and they leave their dog and, you know, you have to break, the day up,
You know, 500 golden retrievers in one shot.
That's worth, going just to see that.
Yeah.
They parade them across the bridge.
Oh,
they do? Uh-huh. Oh, gosh.
We need an aerial.
Like, it would be like Clone City. It's like a horror movie.
Which one is yours?
I know exactly.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know what, we could put floppier ears on Buford and we could say he's a golden retriever.
And also, they probably want to know, what's your secret to hair to capture
hair.
All the hair? Right.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about Art to Heal. That's also moving on from the wonderful image of the 500 golden retrievers. The Art to Heal article and different galleries that are happening.
I read this briefly, and as I got started into it, I was thinking, this is kind of strange. But then as I got farther into it, I thought, this is actually pretty cool. It is a art gallery in, what is it, Montague? Uh-huh.
Yes.
And it talks about, basically you get into people that have, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, have had issues or whatever. And
trauma, PTSD.
So originally I thought it was just something more about, like, social injustices.
Right, right.
But really it goes deeper into things like prison time, serious PTSD due to, horrible, horrible things that have trauma that has happened in families. And so this has been created for those types of artists that are trying to find healing. And you know, as we've come to find out, music, art, there's there are several art paths that you can take that, you know, they find, really actually helps to reset the brain, helps to calm it, helps to release a lot of the trauma and anxiety, give you purpose, right? Because a lot of times these people will find that with that kind of trauma, it really degrades their self, like who they are and how to function. And so this is a pretty cool experience that's being created for these types of artists that really
need
this.
There used to be a arts and crafts at a Folsom prison. I don't think they have it anymore, but this is when when I grew up in Sacramento and family would visit, we would take them. And we have two beautiful oil paintings that our family has, and we have one in our house in Reading that are from the one that we have is from a guy named Monk, who became a famous painter out of Folsom Prison. That painting in the hallway of the ocean.
That's wild.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's super cool, actually.
Yeah.
Right?
When you think about it, it kind of ties in with what
it
you're talking about.
When you look at it, and then I'm not going to get into it, but at some point, there's another guy that was at San Quentin that painted murals that ended up getting out early because of his
good behavior.
Excessive talent.
Oh.
And went on to become a very famous painter. But if you ever go to San Quentin, you go, which I have been, and you go into the mess halls, they've got these huge murals on the walls that he painted. Hmm. And so,
I wonder if that was, I'd be curious to know his history of like, where did he discover his abilities in prison?
I'm trying to remember that he was already kind of a painter, but not,
that's interesting
not
to me,
famous or anything.
Yeah. But to be,
all you have to do is look up
at
San Quentin murals, and it's got the guy's story. I've looked it up before.
I think all of the arts are therapeutic. You know, I know that for my son, who was in high school and struggled in school, was never into sports, but when he got into drama, it changed his life.
And he's truly a theater kid.
He's a theater kid.
Aww, yeah. Wonderful.
Well, you know, the Reading School of Arts, which looks like they're expanding into a high school out there.
Yeah, they are.
Linda has said so many times that she's wished that there had been a school like this that she could have gone to, but you know, because that she was involved in it early, but couldn't really.
But she's a performer.
She's a performer, and to think that she could have started when she was like 8 years old. Or
I mean,
something.
Look at this is the way you look at it. You've got the Wild Mustangs that run the plains here, right? And that's what they do. And then you've got the Arabians that you know are show ponies. They're born that way. This is part of their DNA. So just like Linda, it's in you, right? Like people that are performers. It's in your
You're born that way.
DNA, and you just if you get the opportunity to do it, then you realize that's your thing, and then you just go right. And so there needs to be outlets for that for people.
And back in my era, I mean, it was like here's the cookie cutter the way it is.
Yeah.
And if you were
here's your apron.
Yeah, and you were and if you didn't, that's why I was never a good student because I had a hard time focusing, but I was excellent in drama and excellent in choir and excellent in
dance
actually
and all that stuff.
Actually good in student government.
Yeah.
So that and in speech, you know, that kind of thing held my attention.
It's performance.
Yes.
You're cheerleaders.
I'm sorry if you can get up and you're a public speaker, right? Yeah. That is a performance.
Yeah.
I don't care what
it is.
What your
communication.
Yeah. Mhm. Yeah.
Okay, we need to take a quick break.
Now you're
here
on the radio.
Yeah.
And we need to take a quick break, and we're here with Enjoy the Magazine, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Come on, make a way to plan. Ooh, the red, white, and blue. And when the band plays Hail to the Chief, they point the cannon.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Reading is more than just a city. It's a community built by the hard work of its people, and Dave Backus knows this firsthand. As a local business owner and leader in our community, Dave has spent thousands of hours volunteering with local nonprofits, tackling the most important issues affecting Reading. From youth programs to the homeless, Dave understands what our community really needs. Dave knows that volunteers make a city into a community, and he's deeply grateful for the countless hours that volunteers put in to make Reading a better place. As a business owner, Dave also understands the challenges of running a business here. He knows how to balance a budget and create a healthy environment for local businesses. He will ensure that Reading stays financially strong. Dave believes in this community, in our businesses, and in you. Together, we can build a better future for Reading. Dave's got our back, so we gotta back Dave. Go to backdave.com for more information and vote Dave Backus for City Council. Paid for by Dave Backus for Reading City Council 2024.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Harvest time means cash time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us for our $50,000 cash harvest. Swipe to win drawing. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Win up to $200 free slot play at weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Don't miss the final drawing on September 26th and October 31st for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the closing segment here on this beautiful Monday morning, the 7th of October, 8:50 in the morning here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, streaming live on KCNR1460.com. And again, it's going to be about 101 today with our overnight lows of 65. We're getting back into our conversation with Rhonda Alvey. How you doing, Rhonda?
I'm doing great, thank
and
you.
And James Masada, they're celebrating 18 years. Rhonda, kick it.
Oh, you know, in this issue...
kick it. It's my turn now. It's show business time. Come on, it's your turn.
Carl left.
Okay, so the downbeat. Go.
So in this issue, we talk a lot about family-owned and family-run businesses. And that was the salespeople's job this month, is to go out and find family-run, family-owned businesses. And we have a lot of advertising of a lot of businesses. I think there's 12 or 13 pages of different businesses. And then we have a short little article with little snippets about some of the family-owned and family-run businesses in the North State, in Shasta, Siskiyou, Trinity, Tehama, and Butte counties. And it just touches on a few of those businesses and how long they've been around and that kind of thing. So it's pretty interesting that there are a lot.
What's been nice is the way that Rhonda and the team has laid them out, right? So it's an article, but yet it also is kind of an advertisement in some sense. But we've created this kind of new format that's really cute, where they're just real small blurbs on shows the business owners or the families and stuff, and then gives us a brief little write-up about them. So it's really actually cool, because you go through it and you realize how many businesses there are here, but you also, it reminds you of like, oh my gosh, really, I forgot about that. And oh, I actually need that and didn't even know where to think or look, right, or whatever. I just love that, because that's, for me, is very serendipitous in the sense that there are lots of things that I need, and I struggle sometimes thinking, okay, well, where am I going to get that service, right? You obviously are going to go look it up, but when you are just flipping through something and it sees you, it sparks a memory of like, hey, I really need to do this, and now I found where I can have it done.
Well, you know, it's interesting because at the Bark, Wine, and Brew, just, you know, for instance, I sat next to Mr. Hawes, and I thought to myself, you
Greg?
Know, why?
Or the senior?
No, it wasn't Greg.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the...
You don't need to know. I didn't know. Yeah. I just was figuring it was Greg.
Yeah.
And, Greg's everywhere.
Yeah, and so I think, and anyway, so it just was, there were a lot of people that were business owners that were at the Bark, Wine, and Brew.
Tons.
And my point was, is that, well, there's two farms. There's Hawes and there's Nash.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I was sitting next to Nash.
Okay.
But it reminded me of Hawes because I just saw your article on Hawes. But it's still long-time families that are doing, and of course, why go to a mega store? It might be convenient, but when it comes to fall and you want to do something to support, you know, what they do, it go
I mean,
do
I appreciate you drive into Safeway and there's a pile of pumpkins,
right?
And you look at them and I think, oh, I really want a pumpkin. But shame on you if you don't go out to one of the ranches.
Right. And you've got some wonderful articles here about that as well. But going back to what you were talking about in the top there, you've got Butte County, Shasta County, Tehama County, and underneath are, like you were talking about, you would not realize, I mean, in Trinity, you know, I didn't realize the Trinity Nursery and Gift Shop had been there since 1979. I used to frequent that place a lot. And so, you know, you find out that, you know, some of these family members, that my parents bought it, my grandparents did it. So that is what you were talking about, this kind of family affair edition.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then this issue also touches a lot on creative spaces. So so we cover a few stories about the arts. There's the arts in Reading, and there's an article about, and it has little vignettes about like North Valley Art League and the Shasta County Arts Council, the Art Hunger, and then the theaters, some of the theaters in the area and that kind of thing. So it's just interesting to know that there are a lot of arts in this area. And a lot of people think, oh, it's Reading, it's, you know.
No culture.
I have no idea why people think that. I guess they just haven't really plugged into, you know, how fast it's moving and growing.
I'll tell you why. People are lazy. They don't research. They don't look. They don't, you know, they just stay in their own little bubble.
And it is amazing.
If they're not in the art world or they don't attend a theater once in a while, that's just not in their wheelhouse.
Yeah, right.
So I shouldn't say lazy. I guess that could be kind of rude.
And
but
you know, not only,
a lot of it's lazy.
And it's not only the arts to me. I mean, just like the event on Saturday, the Haven Humane event.
Right.
You know, just going to those and seeing the people there, that's the coolest thing, to see so many business owners, and it's great to see you there. And I just love going to events like that.
Yvonne had a blast because
she
dressed up because it was superhero, right? She went
superhero or villain.
So, yeah, or villain. She came as a villain, and she just...
And people go all out.
When she finally did it, you know, she was poo-pooing, I don't want to do blah, blah, blah. And then she did it, and she was like, this is fun.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. And then she was super hyper pumped because somebody at her table bid and won the cake that was $1,000 cake.
Oh, they were just fantastic.
And then he brought it to the table and served it to everybody instead of taking it home.
Yeah.
And she was like, it was amazing.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's fantastic. And speaking of desserts, in your edition, every month you always come up with a spectacular meal and or a coffee drink.
Yep.
And if you look at, if you don't have the magazine in front of you and you want to go online today, what's their website? Is it
just www.enjoymagazine.com?
Okay, there we go. I want to make sure.
Yep.
So creamy chicken and rice casserole. Does that look yummy or what?
I can tell you it's yummy.
So you've made it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do low sodium chicken.
Because I like casseroles. I know it's a weird thing.
No, it's not. You want to take to somebody's house. You
people
know what
always make fun of casseroles.
No.
But I love them.
I think they're like, they're homey.
Yeah, yep. That's what I like about
them. You know,
them.
What do you think? When people used to go to church, they bring their casserole.
Right.
They talked about their bean casserole or their fruit. You know, remember that?
I like them all.
I have a few of those molds, fruit molds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm keeping them, by the way.
I will say, the Jell-O molds with the stuff floating in it. That's not my bag.
My mom used to make the lime.
My favorite, Jell-O. I got to tell you, partly rye is because ever since, what is it, National Lampoon's Christmas with Chevy Chase and the grandmother brings the Jell-O mold with the cat meow mix in it.
Gross! Thank you for ruining the moment there. I mean,
I can't.
Yeah. And this pumpkin spice
and
latte.
Then we have a pumpkin spice latte,
okay, what do we do there? What's that? Tell us sure with that.
That is
beautiful.
Delicious.
It's our second recipe. So we have two every month now. And the second one is a special pumpkin spice latte that you can do at home if you have the ingredients. So.
Well, and then again, let's go back into, I love the fact that, you know, as we're looking through, there's beautiful visuals of people and their businesses.
So we go through this on air the first Monday of each month, which we really appreciate, but we barely scratch the surface of what's in the contents, right?
Like
there's an article in here that's called More Than Bread and Butter, the Heart of Dunsmuir's Need Micro Bakery. So there's an article on micro bakery. There's an article in here again on a young gentleman. We were talking about how the arts are super important for healing. It's called The Magic of Music.
That's a really good story,
local too. Local guitarist Sage Mitchell. This is a whole, you know, article on him and how the guitar really kind of saved his soul from some trauma in life, and now he's a teacher and
passes
that on.
Pass on, pass it up, pass
there's
it forward.
An article on what is it, the Shasta?
Well,
I was
just pick up
fully
an
loaded.
Issue.
Sorry,
pick up an issue on the Happy 18th to two creative souls here, Rhonda Alvey and James Masada. Thanks for joining us. It's Enjoy's birthday, so drop him a line. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you tomorrow morning here on KCNR.
Won't be turned around.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.